We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app. From the heart of the Carolinas, a voice of reason, an oasis of civility and humanity.
I'm on a journey, the pursuit of truth, not just facts to fill the head, but also life-changing power to change hearts and transform minds. A journey of relationship, to connect to people of goodwill everywhere, to build upon civil society, to transcend tribal divisions with timeless values and love, a growing coalition of choice, not coercion. Are you with me?
This is the Vince Coakley Radio Program.
Good morning. Welcome to the broadcast on this Wednesday. A lot to get to during the course of the program today. We have two very, very important conversations coming up today. One of them, we will talk with a cybersecurity expert to address what is going on with TikTok. I've heard a lot about TikTok, and I've also seen a lot of videos. This is a very, very popular app among our younger people. But there is a profound danger associated with this. We're going to talk about that coming up. And I want you parents to listen very, very closely, because I think a lot of younger people have no idea what one particular country is doing in its use of that app. This is way too serious to simply dismiss as child's play. Also coming up in the broadcast, had a really, really good conversation with a wonderful lady who I've gotten to know in this last year or so. She, unfortunately, has had an absolutely horrendous experience with the coronavirus. When I heard about this, I reached out to her a couple of days ago. And yesterday evening, she called back. We had an extraordinary conversation. This story she has is absolutely extraordinary. You talk about a survival story. That's what you will hear today on Wellness Wednesday. So you do not want to miss this. And I think it's especially important for those of you who may have some suspicion about the seriousness of the coronavirus. I am, like many of you, I do not care for the politicization of this particular problem. It is absolutely reprehensible what a lot of politicians have done with this, but it does not take away from the horrible destruction that is caused by COVID-19. And we'll talk with this guest coming up in the next hour. I want to start with a promise that has been kept, and this one by the president. As you know, the president's not a big fan of the World Health Organization. And I think many of us have seen enough evidence to get the picture that this organization is a joke. And yet, it's really not that difficult to understand when you have the understanding, the realization that really the entirety of these United Nations organizations, they're mostly worthless. The president made the announcement about this some weeks ago, but now he's actually followed through and given formal notice that we are withdrawing from WHO. The notification went to the United Nations on Tuesday. This comes as the coronavirus pandemic continues to spread around the globe. It's been submitted to the UN Secretary General and to Congress. What they have to do is give a year notice. So what happens now? The withdrawal will take place July 6th, 2021. And I guess I should also add, this could change if, God forbid, we have a President Biden or whoever else would potentially get elected on the Democrat side. A spokesperson told NBC News the World Health Organization was aware of reports but declined to comment further. Well, that's probably a good idea. Lawmakers from both parties critical of this move, including Senator Lamar Alexander of Tennessee, swiftly criticizing this. I disagree with the president's decision. Certainly, there needs to be a good, hard look at mistakes the World Health Organization might have made in connection with coronavirus. But the time to do that is after the crisis has been dealt with, not in the middle of it. And I would just ask, what do we think we will actually derive from the World Health Organization in the middle of this? Haven't they already proven to be ineffective and mostly unhelpful? So what do we think we're going to get, Mr. Alexander? It just still blows my mind, these Republicans, who really are no different than Democrats. Just look at their voting records. Withdrawing U.S. membership could, among other things, interfere with clinical trials that are essential to the development of vaccines, which citizens of the United States, as well as others in the world, need. And withdrawing could make it harder to work with other countries to stop viruses before they get to the United States. Really? Do you really believe that? It's kind of lame. Top Democrat on the committee, Patty Murray of Washington State, calling the withdrawal and abdication of America's role as a global leader and is the opposite of putting America first. It will put America at risk. See, I think this is hilarious. So we become the global leader by following. In what universe does that make sense? It is really nonsense. You know as well as I do, this is not a United States-led organization by any means. And what they want is for our tacit just approval of the organization and our funding. You can't leave that out. They're very much into the money. That's really one of the biggest priorities. They love our money. And then they'll call us all kinds of names. It's kind of sad. Refusing to work with our partners across the world to fight this pandemic will only prolong the crisis, further undermine our international standing, and leave us less prepared for future crises. President Trump needs to realize this crisis doesn't recognize borders, and hiding from it or passing the blame won't make it go away or make him any less responsible. Yada, yada, yada. Go suck an egg, people. Really? As I mentioned, the president announced the White House in late May the U.S. would be terminating the relationship with the WHO over its response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Because they failed to make the requested and greatly needed reforms, we will today terminate our relationship with the World Health Organization, redirecting those funds to other worldwide and deserving urgent public health needs. The world needs answers from China on the virus. We must have transparency. And that's followed an announcement by Trump in April. And boy, do we have some good news to report coming up here. The U.S. is halting funding to the organization pending a review. 2019, the U.S. contribution was about 15% of the WHO's budget. So this is one of the things I've emphasized for quite some time, that these organizations really, really need our money. And then they treat us like crap. We have a big announcement that has come from the United States Supreme Court. I'll just tease this because I think this is absolutely extraordinary. Great news for religious freedom. 7-2 decision, the Little Sisters of the Poor. They will no longer be harassed by the big government. I'm going to tell you what this decision is, 7-2, which is also really good. We'll tell you about it coming up.
This is the Vince Coakley radio program.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
And we have some breaking news to tell you about. We teased this before the break, this decision just coming down from the Supreme Court. 7-2 decision, a win for the Little Sisters of the Poor. You remember this case? One person tweeting out, "Stop harassing the Little Sisters." This case arose because state governments sued the Trump administration for protecting the Little Sisters from the Obamacare abortion pill mandate. Well, here's what's happened now. With this 7-2 decision in Little Sisters of the Poor, the Trump administration may offer employers full religious and moral exemptions from Obamacare's contraceptive mandate. This is certainly a big victory, 7-2, with Sotomayor and Ginsburg dissenting. That is not a surprise at all. The two most profoundly leftist members of the court have objected to this. But the bottom line is, we have a situation here where freedom of religion has prevailed. That's really what this comes down to. You want to work for a religious organization, they should not be required to provide something that goes against their religious convictions. It's really that simple. And if you don't want to deal with that, go work somewhere else. I'm sure there are plenty of secular organizations where you can work. But I'm sure there will be plenty of people squealing about this today and somehow complaining their rights have been undermined, as if there is a right for even contraceptives. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, I'm just marveling that some people think this is their birthright somehow. It's really kind of insane. Another display of courage, this time from a team. Of course, you know what's going on right now with the Redskins. They are likely to be the Redskins only for a short time longer. But we've got another team where someone's made a totally different call. The Blackhawks are standing by their name, although they are committing to expand awareness on Indigenous contributions, saying the team name symbolizes an important and historic person, Black Hawk. Black Hawk of the Illinois Sac and Fox Nation. And they have no intention of putting the team name on ice. as the NFL's Washington Redskins and the MLB Cleveland Indians considered changes to their names and their logos, allegedly demeaning Native Americans. The Blackhawks issued a statement to the Chicago Sun-Times Tuesday night defending their name and the intent. The Chicago Blackhawks name and logo symbolizes an important and historic person whose leadership in life has inspired generations of Native Americans, veterans, and the public. We celebrate Blackhawks' legacy by offering ongoing reverence examples of Native American culture, traditions, and contributions, providing a platform for genuine dialogue with local and national Native American groups. And as the team's popularity grew over the past decade, so did that platform and our work with these important organizations. In recent years, the franchise invited Native American groups to games for pregame ovations and in-game performances. A section on the team's official website is devoted to the legacy of Blackhawk. But this is not enough for some. Some Native American groups consistently have criticized the Blackhawks, whose mascot is named Tommy Hawk. That Tommy Hawk, yeah. We recognize there's a fine line between respect and disrespect. We commend other teams for their willingness to engage in that conversation. Moving forward, we're committed to raising the bar even higher to expand awareness of Blackhawk and the important contributions of all Native American people. We will continue to serve as stewards of our name and identity. We'll do so with a commitment to evolve. Our endeavors in this area have been sincere and multifaceted, and the path forward will draw on that experience to grow as an organization and expand our efforts. Good for them. They're doubling down on their commitment to stay with this. And so far, have not been bullied into going another direction. It is about time we see some level of courage. I want to mention an important anniversary we did not mention yesterday. And again, this has nothing to do with politics. I just applaud anybody who is committed to the institution of marriage and they stay with it. And don't just frivolously treat marriage as so many do in our society. Jimmy and Rosalind Carter hit number 74 yesterday. Can you imagine that? 74th wedding anniversary. They got married in 1946. Down in Plains, Georgia. He was 21, she was 18. Throughout their marriage, the Carters journeyed from Plains to Georgia's governor's mansion to the White House. The president's 95 now, the oldest living president in U.S. history. In fact, in March 2019, Carter passed the record previously held by former President George H.W. Bush, who was 94 and 171 days old when he died back in 2018. The Carters also have the longest marriage of any presidential couple. Their long-standing romance started at a young age. When growing up in Plains, Rosalind was a frequent playmate of Jimmy's younger sister. So that's how they connected. It's pretty awesome. 1945 is when Jimmy asked Rosalind to go to the movies with him while he was at home on leave from the U.S. Naval Academy. When his mother asked him what he thought of Rosalind the next day, he said to her, responded, "She's the one I'm going to marry." In the 2015 book, A Full Life, Reflections at 90, Carter wrote of his first date with his future wife. She was remarkably beautiful, almost painfully shy, obviously intelligent, and yet unrestrained in our discussion on the rumble seat of the Ford Coupe. Okay. Jimmy and Rosalind Carter. Just wonderful. 74 years of marital bliss. And again, they are to be commended for staying with it for so long. Still to come on the broadcast today, we're going to have some very interesting video. I've really come to appreciate DeRoy Murdoch from National Review. Have you heard this guy before? I'm not sure if we've used any audio from him before. But I'll tell you what, he is really right on point and really puts Colin Kaepernick in his place. You're going to hear that audio coming up It's devastating. And you also, some of you may learn something about Colin Kaepernick. This is something I did not previously know. This stunt of his, and yes, I call it a stunt, has not always been there. This is a man who, at one time, had an appreciation for the founding of this country and traditions like July 4th. No more. That's all gone. What's really sad is how profitable this now is. You know, I mentioned to you some weeks ago that I responded pretty fervently to someone who was raising the idea that somehow Colin Kaepernick is some prophetic kind of figure who is ahead of his time. It's pretty sad because everybody's jumping on this bandwagon, and the foundation of it is shaky at best because it's all based on lies. Coming up, though, we're going to talk about TikTok and why you should keep your children away, and yes, you need to stay away yourself. That's coming up next.
This is the Vince Coakley radio program. Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You've heard of TikTok. You know, I've just heard of this particular app a few weeks ago. I was like, what in the world is TikTok? A lot of younger people are on this thing. One media report out there, the president may actually ban this app here in the USA. Boy, is that going to set off a firestorm if it happens. The reason is very interesting. Do you realize this is a Chinese social media app? So what could possibly go wrong with this app in use here in the United States of America? We wanted to get some perspective on this and the concerns it presents. We always find this guest to be very reliable on this subject. Internationally recognized expert on cybersecurity, strategy, cyber terrorism, identity theft, and privacy, Morgan Wright, back with us this morning. Welcome back, sir. How are you?
Hey, well, relying on me is your first mistake this morning, Vince, so let's see if we can improve on that.
I have no doubts about this at all. So tell us, to those who may be completely unfamiliar with TikTok, what do we have to fear with this wonderfully fun little app?
Well, for one thing, it's owned by China. It's owned by a company called ByteDance, which is the parent company for TikTok. ByteDance also bought another app called Musical.ly, like Musical.ly. These things have been known for a long time to be taking information, violating Apple's and Google's rules on what apps can do and what kind of information they can pull without explicit permission. And here's the biggest fear I have about this. And I don't want to say fear like in the real sense, like the sky is falling. My level of trust with the Chinese, especially after COVID, was zero to begin with. It is less than zero now. I believe nothing they say. I believe nothing they tell me. And no matter what they try and say, I can tell you right now that this information comes off of your apps. Somehow it's going back to China. It is a way for them to not only spread their propaganda, but it's also a way to identify number of users, where those users are located at, start getting types of information. There is a reason we have banned Huawei and ZTE from being in our national public safety broadband infrastructure, and there's a reason it's banned from military bases. As the old Tom Clancy novel said, it's a clear and present danger.
You know, I'm curious here, how are they able to access data? Where does that come from? Are we talking about data that is provided or given through the app itself, or is the app a gateway into accessing other information on our devices, or both?
It's both. It's much less on the second one, because there are still some sandboxing, what they call sandboxing restrictions that Apple puts on it. But the first thing they do is they can collect a lot of things, like you may not realize that you've given them access to your contacts, location information. Where are you at when you are sending that TikTok or when you're viewing that TikTok? They can put things like on your computer, like cookies. things to track your movements across websites. I mean, it is. There's people out there that are going to go, well, you're just a tinfoil, you know, hat wearing conspiracy theorist. No, I can tell you from working inside the intelligence community, from working in the Department of Justice, from, you know, I wrote for The Hill for a couple of years following these exact things. I'm telling you right now, anything that comes out of China, especially from a software standpoint, is absolutely suspect, and you should not allow it to be anywhere, not only on your phone, but on your children's phones.
How likely is it, do you think, the president will actually follow through and ban this app and others like it?
I think it's highly likely for a couple reasons. Number one, this is a continuation of a national security strategy that involves Huawei and ZTE and some other Chinese companies. Look, if you want to talk about competition, let's talk about the lack of competition in China. This is one of the reasons why it's being done. For us to enter markets in China is extremely frustrating. It still involves forced technology transfer, so while this might be a tit for tat, I think it's a good tit for tat, because if we can't get access to those markets, then we have every reason to start banning their software and their devices in our markets until we level the playing field.
You know, a lot of people may be curious. We're having a conversation with Morgan Wright. A lot of people may be curious, especially as us older folks. You know, what's the big deal about TikTok? What is the appeal of this particular app?
You know, it wasn't the first one, and that's the deal. The first one actually was a little app called 12seconds.tv, I believe, or 12-second TV, and you could only film like these 12-second clips, and then you have these others. But what we see come out of China, like WeChat, like ByteDance, like Musical.ly and things like that, they have figured out the issues around virality. It's called persuasive technology. In fact, one of the first apps that used it was Instagram. A lot of people check their Instagram. They look for how many likes did I get. They look for that little red, mark that indicates, oh, I have a message. So this is really about manipulating the behavior of people. And TikTok does a good job with that because of the way that it gets you to spread it, share it with other people who then have to at some point download the app because they want to get involved in this too. So they actually are preying upon human behaviors, the things that, you know, look, think about this, Vince. If you went and saw a good movie or you read a good book, you probably share it with your friends. You know, you and I are connected on Facebook. I see you post some things on there. You share things that you do. They have figured out that same thing and taken it to the next level. So, but the most insidious thing is the way that it targets the younger kids and they have no clue where their information is going. And parents, if you're allowing TikTok on your child's phone, you might as well just open up the blinds and let the Chinese see everything your kids are doing, because that's ultimately where it's headed.
Yeah, that's the next question I was going to raise here in terms of the kinds of information they have. And the next question becomes, what could they do with that information?
So it's tough to give a long answer in a short period, but let's condense it down real quick. And it actually ties into the hack of the Office of Personnel and Management. I had a security clearance called an SF-86. I filled out like 38, 39 pages of my entire life. All of that information was stolen by China. They've also hacked into airlines, and they've hacked into hotels because they're putting together an intelligence version of Facebook. They are connecting the dots. TikTok is another way to collect additional dots. Where are these users? Where are they being located at? I can tell you right now, from a mobile data standpoint, this is one of the tools that our government uses and law enforcement uses. I know because I'm working with a company that actually has that tool, used it on a homicide before to track the location of phones. If you've got apps on your phones, you by nature share that data. You know, you implicitly give agreement to share a lot of your data about what you do with that app. And if you've got one of these 50 or 60,000 apps on your phone, there are companies out there harvesting that location information, the types of device, where you're at when you locate it. So this is really, it's called 1,000 grains of sand. They take all of this information, they start putting it together, and pretty soon you get, at some point, I don't need all the pieces of a puzzle, but if I get enough, if I get a mosaic, I can start recognizing things and recognizing patterns. And this is part of a long-term operation by Unit 61398 of the Chinese People Liberation Army. A lot of their internal sensors, folks like this, they are tracking what the rest of the world is doing.
We have about a minute left in this segment. They're collecting all this data. What's the end goal here? What's the end game?
Well, so for example, let me give you a quick example. From a military standpoint, one of the reasons why they have banned some apps on military installations because of what's called data leakage. A teen in Australia, or a 20-year-old in Australia, was able to figure out where some of our secret bases were in the Middle East because people would use the Strava app, and they just plotted their runs, and then you just go look where these runs are, and when you find a place in the middle of nowhere that's got people running and exercising, bingo, there you go. So used from an open source capability to be able to identify. If I want to I can tell you this right now real quick. One of the companies I worked with, they were able to show the FBI, who's also using this tool, where some of their secret locations were by tracking the location of their phones at headquarters and finding out where they went and collected at other locations. So it's very insidious.
Wow. It is.
In the wrong hands, it can be bad.
That is quite insidious. Morgan Wright, thanks a lot for joining us, and we appreciate your warning. Have a good one, man.
You bet, Vince. See you, bud.
This is the Vince Coakley radio program.
Over on the text line, okay, the reason Trump and conservatives are upset with TikTok, it was used to make Trump think more people were coming to Oklahoma for his rally. TikTok isn't doing anything differently than a ton of other U.S.-based companies are doing when it comes to tracking us, including our own government. But I don't hear your guest complaining about the rules Bush put in place to spy on us, the same one Trump said he would get rid of. Hey, I cannot speak for our guests, but I can speak for myself. I have been decrying this for quite some time. I have been consistent across the board. It doesn't matter who is president. These issues are still with us. And they're apparently not as much a concern, at least in Washington, D.C., as they should be. Let's go out to Goldsboro and Tony. Good morning, Tony.
Hey, how you doing, Vince?
All right, sir.
Hey, yeah, I wanted to ask you one question, man, and this is the question. What has President Trump done to effectively, for the average American, what has he done to deserve another term as president? Just anything significant, that, except for the only thing he talks about is he's appointed judges. That shouldn't be something that. You know, he appointed somebody. That's not anything significant for an average American out here. What has he done to deserve your vote?
Well, the most important thing I think this president ought to run on and stay focused on is the economy. There is really no sensible argument against what the president's been able to accomplish these 3+ years with the economy. It is it's a truth that's unassailable. Is that helpful to you?
You think that he's the architect of the economy that we have?
I wouldn't say architect of it. I would say that any president who comes in office, I don't care who it is, who has basically unleashed the free market system by cutting back on regulations and allowing America to be America, is going to succeed. I mean, even to the extent that he allowed this to happen, Bill Clinton had sense enough to allow the economy to work and allowed a continuation of some of the prosperity that we experienced. So
that prosperity is to the top portion.
No, it is not. It is not. Every single group. Hey, wait a second. You've got to let me finish. Every single measurable group has benefited from the Trump-led economy. Every single group. There's not a single group that has been left behind.
I don't know where you get your numbers from.
Well, I'll be glad to supply those with you if you stop watching MSNBC and NPR and some other
programs.
Well,
I don't watch any of those programs.
Well, tell you what, why don't we go through?
I'm living it.
Please tell me what you're living. Okay, explain it.
I'm living that most of the pie is going to the one percenters of this.
You've been listening to MSNBC. You know, you're listening to Democrat talking points again. You're listening to Democrat talking points again. Let me ask you this question. Are you living in poverty right now?
This is not political side.
Are you living in poverty, Tony?
Am I living in poverty?
Yes. I'm just asking.
Okay. Poverty is subjective.
Of course it is.
It is. Of course it is. I'm living check to check, just like probably 90% of Americans.
Many Americans are doing that.
And so, therefore, if I lose a check, then I'm right there at the door. My neighbor is poverty. So therefore, with this great economy that people keep talking about and exclaiming about, people that are not in the top echelon economically of this country are not benefiting. And that's a fact.
See, that's a lie. That is a lie to say that you're not benefiting. Where does money come from? Let me ask you that question. Do you work for, what kind of company do you work for, Tony?
Well, I don't want to disclose that. But
no,
I
you, no, I'm not telling. I'm, you don't have to tell me the name of the company. I'm saying what kind of business is what I'm asking.
Well, I'm a truck driver.
Okay. All right. And why does that even work? It works because there are a number of other pieces of the American economy that are flourishing. Trucking is flourishing right now. And one of the reasons is when you have a strong economic system and you allow people to carry out commerce unfettered, then you see prosperity across the board. And trucking is one of those businesses that's really strong right now. And now more than ever because of the demands for essential supplies. So, and let me just tell you, Tony, I don't know about you, and I don't know what your spiritual convictions are, but I'll tell you what, when I, the Bible that I read talks about, give us this day our daily bread, where I don't understand where the, you know, I get, do I not want to be living paycheck to paycheck? I get it. But think about it. How many people around the world have great wealth that's stored? What other countries do people amass? Most of the people are most people able to amass wealth where they don't have to be concerned about next week? Most people don't have that luxury around the world, Tony.
But Vince, I live in America. I don't live around the world.
I know, but I'm making the point to you that
what's going on right here.
I get it. But the point I'm making to you is that we are prosperous beyond most people on this planet right now. That's the point that I'm making. We should talk more about this in terms of the specific areas and how this economy is actually performed. Let's talk about this again soon, Tony. In fact, I'm going to make it a point to go through some of this data, because I think this is an important conversation, because what you're hearing from the Democrats right now, they're not even holding back telling you their objectives go back to the thing that they do all the time, which is tax and spend. Oh, we need to invest in this, invest in that. And you know what invest means? That means raise taxes, take money from one group and give it to another. And I'll tell you what, I trust any business person above anybody in Washington, D.C. That's just basic. Coming up, you're going to hear a very, very compelling story as we continue with our crisis with COVID-19, that much more. And hour number two, straight ahead.
This is the Vince Coakley radio program.
Taxes. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.